Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets, like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets, like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
When your boy Flavor Flav counts from three, you're going to go to Cane's and you're going to order hand-battered, cooked-to-order chicken fingers. 3, 2, 1. Raising Cane's. One love.
Wake up, Lincoln.
I overslept. Damn rooster didn't crow.
It's time for Early Break. Sponsored by Midwest Bank. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's 93.7 The Ticket's Jake Sorensen.
I'm wrong, but I'm not.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
If I were a feral cat.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
You get one team. Mine's the Houston Oilers. I'm not the Texans, and I'm not the Titans, so I'm out.
This is Early Break.
Welcome back to Hour 2 on a Wednesday. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. Hour 2, as always, sponsored by our friends at Midwest Bank. Member FDIC. Location in South Lincoln at 27th and Jamie Lane. Also at 70th and Pioneers. And what's going on today with Shin Daddy in Creighton, Bill?
It's Weight Loss Wednesday. They're going back to the 80s. And they're going old school jazzercise class.
Oh, no.
Old school jazzercise class. The people with big hair.
Spandex,
headbands, everything. They got the whole thing going. Going to go every hour on the hour. Start at 8:44. And every hour on the hour. And then, now, it's an abbreviated class. It's not the full hour. And so, start on the hour at that. But it's going to be about a 28-minute class is what it's going to be.
God.
But 28 minutes, but it's going to be
high. Enough.
But it's high intensity, Steve. It's
fitness.
It's old. This is Jane Fonda stuff. This is at the highest level. Jazzercise.
Gee, was there an Olivia Newton-John song? Let's get physical.
Let's get physical.
That's right.
Yeah, that'll probably play, I'm sure. There'll be looping
Shin,
songs.
You'll be playing that.
And they've brought in.
Probably.
And they've brought in jazzercise leaders from the 80s.
So a little bit older now,
but they still got it.
Nostalgia.
So, yeah, nostalgia. So when you come in today, you're going to see it.
No, Shin, you got it. And stupid question, but you have to do it.
Yes, 100%. You have to do it. And then they have
no matter what, have 28 minutes.
They have a locker room set up for you. So you put on your biker shorts.
What if you didn't bring shorts?
They have biker shorts for you.
They do.
Have biker shorts and spandex for the ladies and headbands. And then if you have
Simpson biker shorts,
I think want something over the biker shorts if you want.
Do I have to put on somebody else's?
Have to go out like
put on
this?
Somebody else's biker shorts. Yes, they're in locker 14, Steve.
We'll see you here in 5 minutes.
See you in 5 minutes.
Quick change,
chop chop.
You got out, 28-minute workout.
28-minute workout.
I don't have 28 minutes.
Just imagine you coming out just in a pair of biker shorts, doing jazzercise on a Wednesday at the bank. go back to your car. Trix is like, you're a little sweaty.
Well,
yeah,
what?
I have to work out.
Why do you have blue spandex on?
Where'd your clothes go?
Where's your clothes?
Shindy.
I forgot them in the locker room. What locker room?
What locker room?
It's a bank. You talking about?
No, there's a locker room. No, there's not. Yes, there is. Go in there. There's a locker
Trust
room.
Trust me, there's a locker room.
Old school lockers, the metal ones. You know, the old school metal
Where
lockers.
The hell is the locker room, man?
Jazzercise.
What's it called?
What's that?
What's the day called?
Just Weight Loss Wednesday.
Weight Loss
Wednesday.
That's what I was looking for. Weight Loss Wednesday.
Weight Loss Wednesday.
Yesterday was what?
The twist.
Every had a twist. Twist.
To stay in the ninth. Yes. Anyway,
it's busy getting good there.
It's getting good. Things are getting good.
It's just what the only complaint I have about Shindy's, you know, various days is the time commitment. Yeah. 28 minutes is a lot. Then it's actually 40 minutes.
Is 28 minutes a lot for your life?
Yes.
It's to get better.
For anybody.
He's in a hurry to get things done.
I already have a workout plan.
Jake, what do you mean there's a locker?
What the hell's the locker room?
Where's the locker?
It's a bank.
Every day, where's the locker room?
They set one up.
What do you mean you're in the locker?
Where'd your clothes go?
You're in a bank.
Why are you in blue spandex? Yeah, you're all sweaty. Why do you have a headband on?
What happened in there? You were supposed to deposit the check.
Right. You went to just deposit the checks and go on vacation, and all of a sudden...
We're late.
Now you're late. You're sweaty.
We're going to miss our flight because of this.
Miss our flight. Shindaddy.
Weight loss Wednesday.
Weight loss Wednesday, Creighton.
Yes.
Is Shindaddy going to be like exercising every period here?
He jumps in for some guest leadership.
Every time?
He'll take the mic. Wow. He'll take the mic some, yes. Wireless mic. He's headset. Amazing. Have a headset on.
He's amazing. Shindy is amazing.
A lot of fitness.
Just
today,
remember, right? You should drive by. You just drive by like a strip mall and be like, this is a big sign. Jazzercise. That was a big deal.
It was. Moms did it.
Yeah, it was big. 80s. Like, what are you doing? Do jazzercise.
Yeah, it was big. Wasn't big for
we
me.
Got some comments. Someone says, Sip can't wear biker shorts with this quad issue going on right now.
Hold it. Sip, real quick here. There's a weird indention on your thigh.
What's going on?
You want to feel it?
You feel it? It's weird now.
Yeah, it's weird. What else you got, Jay?
Raymond says, they got jazz in June. Now we got jazzercise in June going on.
Jazzercise in June.
Yeah.
Officer McLeod says, "Simple, you already work out every day. Just hit the bank and save yourself a trip to Planet Fitness."
See this
fitness and banking all in one.
Time efficient is what it is.
Yeah, I suppose.
Imagine taking a break and go over getting the cashier's check while they give you 2 minutes to get a water. And then tell her real quick if I can get this cashier's check.
Shindy comes over and nudges you.
He nudges
you. Shindy, I don't want to do it today. You got to do it.
I can't do it.
There's rules here.
Yeah.
Thank you to Midwest Bank for sponsoring Hour 2. List came out yesterday from CBS Sports about the best case and worst case scenario for Big Ten teams.
Kind of interesting.
Nebraska's range is pretty wide, as you could probably imagine there. This is from Tom Fornelli. He says Nebraska's best case scenario is 11-1, with the one loss being at Penn State and a certain playoff appearance for Nebraska. Worst case, Nebraska is not back, and they go 5-7. That is a very, very wide range of high and low for Nebraska.
Thus the terminology, best case, worst
case. But I saw like Northwestern was like their worst case was 1-11 and best case was like 6-6.
Yeah, I think Purdue's best case was like 6-6. I think Northwestern might be 7-5. Purdue was, imagine that. Well, you're the best you can possibly do is go 6-6. And that's if everything goes your way, you're gonna go 6-6.
Yeah, I don't want that.
No.
Nebraska 11-1. I mean, when you think about it, it's not inconceivable at all.
Not at all. There's not one game you'd say that's for the 11-1 you say inconceivable. Penn State's the one.
Yeah,
but that's the one loss.
Yep. Is it?
That's what he says here.
I wouldn't even necessarily say that going to Penn State and winning is inconceivable.
Oh, absolutely not. Yeah. Absolutely not. And I will say this for sure. Let's say Nebraska doesn't come out on the top end of that. It'll be an extremely competitive game. First of all, Penn State...
Of that, I'm not convinced.
Penn State is not... They're really not a roll-you-up team.
Okay.
They're not all of a sudden it's like, oh, man, we're going into a blender today. Sometimes,
not really.
No, not really.
Not totally. Now, they might be a little different this year because they brought it all.
Most likely, what will happen on that game. Be shocked if it's not, but that's probably going to be a noon kickoff. That'll be 11 a.m. noon kickoff game. I don't think that's going to get a prime. I don't think that's going to get a prime spot. It might draw 2:30, but I'm just telling you, from going there at Rutgers, I believe we were like I told you, we were down like I think like 3 at halftime, and that was Saquon Barkley that they had. So I mean, we played at noon, and it was a yawner.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it really was. It was just because that they did not care it was Rutgers coming to town. So if that case right there, so you might catch him on one of those like that. I think it was an advantage last year. I think Steve and Jake agree that playing Ohio State at the time they played him was the advantage. Was to play him, that was a noon kickoff at Ohio State, right?
Oh, yeah, and it was late in the season.
Late in the season. So a lot of things. So no matter what, it'll be a very good game.
Okay, so they play Penn State on November 22nd. Would that, Jake, you know this stuff better. Do they put that late of a game in the calendar at night? Cold, right?
They have them now.
On NBC, right?
Before they didn't have them.
The 6:30 game on NBC.
Because Penn State played Illinois late in the season.
Nebraska played Iowa.
Black Friday.
But no, there used to be a rule in the Big Ten. Yep. Once it hit November, there was no night games.
They have the NBC night game.
Yeah.
So that is possible. That could be it, but it's either going to be Big Noon or that one.
What I was going to say about Penn State not rolling you up, but maybe being a little different now is because they did bring in those three big time. Well,
close your eyes and imagine what you'll look like 6 months from now. How's your hair look? The same? Now picture how your hair would look if you started using Hims. If you're picturing the same you as before, but with much thicker and fuller hair, you'd be correct. What can happen in 3 to 6 months? You could pick up a new hobby and get not that good at it yet. You could do about half of your New Year's resolution. You could learn a few songs on the piano or pick up bass guitar. Or you could start seeing thicker, fuller hair regrowth through Hims. Not bad for just 3 to 6 months. Men, if you're starting to notice your hair thinning when you look in the mirror, you're not alone. Life just gets busier and busier, and it can feel like there's not enough time in the day to do something about it. So, try Hims Hair Loss Solutions. You can avoid jumping through a bunch of frustrating hoops and get access to treatment without even leaving your home. Hims provides you with the convenient access to a range of hair loss treatments that work, all from the comfort of your couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple with doctor-trusted options and clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. Choose from personalized chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatments to find what works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online, so there are no uncomfortable doctor visits. Answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. No insurance is needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers, and they can help you get your confidence back too with visibly thicker and fuller hair. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Results may vary based on studies on topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Lowe's knows how to set off your July 4th with savings. Right now, buy one, get one free on select one coat coverage interior paint via Visa gift card rebate. Plus, get two select 2 or 2.5 quart red, white, and blue annuals for just $10. Hurry, these July 4th deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, excludes Alaska and Hawaii. More terms and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/rebates for more details.
They brought in three receivers.
Three receivers.
They might be a little more quick strike now.
Agreed. And they'll be very balanced. And it's a tough out. It really is. But he said that we talked yesterday when Luke Gifford was on here was that they play two ranked teams, preseason ranked teams. And the team they play, Michigan, is going to show up with a true freshman quarterback and their head coach isn't making the trip. Right. I don't know how you get a better scenario than that.
There's one other part of that that's good, too, in Nebraska favor. I don't think Michigan's going to be that Blake Corum team. We've talked about this. I don't think they're going to be able to line up and hammer it away at you like they like to.
The verbiage coming out of Michigan, if I'm correct on what I heard in the last 2 weeks, is they went heavy 11 personnel.
Meaning?
That is just the opposite of what Harbaugh did. He was a 12 right. and 13. He was a tight end. He went Stanford. He went multiple tight ends, and they just beat the crap out of you and threw some play-action passes and took some shots with that. That if they become a 11 personnel team, they have lost their way. They're not the same. They're not the same. And it really isn't. So, like I said, if you're a Nebraska fan, like you said, you're going to play a true freshman. Maybe not. I have a lot of belief that's going to be the quarterback from Fresno as their
Mikey Keene as their
quarterback. And he would be more of a concern than the true freshman would be just because there's so many growing pains. I mean, true freshman, I mean, that's a lot. That's a lot.
Oh, God, yes.
And then you're a true freshman, and your head coach isn't on the trip.
No.
He's not here. And also, is that game directly after they play Oklahoma? Or is there a game in between? They play Oklahoma game two, we play game four. So take a look
at it. I'm right there.
So it goes,
2025 schedule. New Mexico at Oklahoma, then Central Michigan.
Okay, then here. Okay.
Then Nebraska.
Then at Nebraska. So New Mexico at Oklahoma, Central Michigan at Nebraska.
That would have been also nice for Nebraska to catch him right after Oklahoma. That would have been a nice little bit of a after that game.
5-7. Don't need to discuss that.
That would be horrible. The schedule is not indicative of a 5-7 team. If they will go 5-7, that's extremely disappointing. It's obvious.
It's worst case.
But it's horrible.
It's worst case.
So if you went through the schedule, who has enough talent to beat Nebraska?
Okay, Cincinnati.
No. I'm going to say no.
Maybe not. No. The thing that worries me...
If it's worst case, then yes.
I will say this, though. But I'm not saying worst case on this.
Yeah.
I'm just saying who has enough talent. I will give them this. They don't have enough, but it's game one, so I'll always give you a puncher's chance.
You know what else? What? Satterfield... You may know this, that Satterfield Scott running. I mean, they will run it. They will try. Yeah. He's a run oriented head coach. They're going to test Nebraska. My guess is they will try to test them.
So the other team is going to run the football.
Try to win.
That's odd.
Going to try to win the game.
Well, not everybody does. Not everybody does. I mean, not everybody tries that hard to do it. Yeah, as far as other teams.
Akron, no. Houston Christian, no.
No.
Michigan, yes.
There's
I'd say
one...
Michigan State, no.
No. The guy told you, we're terrible. Okay, go to the next one.
At Maryland.
No. No.
At Minnesota, yes. I'm going yes.
They can beat you, absolutely.
Yeah, I'm going yes on Minnesota.
PJ is 6-1 against Nebraska.
They can beat you, but Nebraska's got better talent. Probably. They do have better talent.
Yes. Northwestern.
No.
USC.
As in, yes. They have enough talent.
UCLA
potential,
I think, especially
potential
on the road.
On the road.
They just beat them pretty.
Potentially, yes, and they have a top quarterback. Yes, so that'd be a yes.
They hammered away on
that's
Nebraska.
Four yeses now so far
at Penn State.
Yes,
Iowa.
Yeah,
yes,
that's six. Then.
So there's a potential. There's six teams that would potentially could muster up a plan.
Yeah. So those could be close games.
Ways. Exactly.
I'm not going to say it. I say it every time. That's what it's all about now. You got to win the close ones.
What are we going to let it do, Steve?
We just got to let it play out.
If Nebraska...
It's the funniest thing I hear on the radio every day. Got to see how it play out.
Let's go see how it play out.
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah.
Easy.
If Nebraska got to 10, in the best case, we have not seen best case for a long time, but if they get to 10-0 and they're heading to Penn State in November, I cannot imagine
that would be a state.
That'd be awesome.
That'd be a 3:30 or a prime time for sure. And most likely, they would try to wipe that out, I believe.
Probably.
Both teams were 10-0.
Yeah.
Which easily could happen.
I can't say easily based on recent history, Bill. Can Penn State be undefeated in that game?
Yes.
I got to look at their schedule.
Penn State, sure. I mean, the reason why I thought Nebraska's range is very wide.
They're the number one team picked to win it all, so I think they probably have a chance to be undefeated, I would think.
This article puts Ohio State, obviously, the best chance. The best is 12-0, but they says their worst case is 9-3. Imagine your worst case. The worst season you could have is 9-3. Worst.
Illinois, worst case scenario, 5-7. Did they put 5-7?
Hang on.
I think it was.
Illinois is at 5 and 7. Indiana same 5 and 7.
The funny thing is Illinois has all is their Vegas number is 7, right? 7-5 mm-hmm. over under. Yet they're picked to potentially be a playoff team.
Correct.
But they have Vegas hasn't picked.
No. Illinois is odd.
They know their stuff really well, but just remember they also had Arizona State over under, I think, like at 3 last year, and they won. Like they won.
Oh, it's not hard to find. Whenever there's people say Vegas is always right, I mean, no.
Tame on.
They're often, not often, but there's easy to find instances where they're dead wrong.
Yeah, absolutely. They're just trying to get money going, but that the Illinois one is very, very interesting. Also, is an interesting thing, a little bit off of this take, but
what?
I did research on Missouri spent a lot of money last year,
mm-hmm.
or even save for like $31 million they said in that article on NIL, whether it be, and that's just not just football, but football heavy, and they won 10, no playoffs. Is that worth it? What's the money number?
I don't know. Is it worth it?
They didn't make playoffs.
10 wins.
Though. I mean, 10 wins. It's awesome. But right now it's kind of like, we just spent a ton of money.
And got 10.
And got 10, and that's as far
as... Is it worth it?
And then we got people probably not even playing in the bowl game because we're sitting out.
It depends who you talk to. I want to tell you something I heard yesterday. I'm glad you raised the Missouri thing. Jake, you'd be interested in this. This was from an agent who said, okay, so
USC... Hold on, you were talking to an agent yesterday?
Yeah, Sean was. USC is spending a ton of money. Okay, they're spending a ton. They got 27 recruits. What? How are they doing this? They're going to have a cap. You know what's happening out there? You know what's going to happen? This is, okay, I want to present this as conjecture, but this is a lot of what the inside people are saying. There's not going to be a cap. It's going to court. These schools are going to spend way over. They're not going to abide by a cap because they know there's going to be litigation. That's what the inside is saying. They're not going to be a cap.
I agree with them.
And we've
talked about it on air.
Yeah, you have. There's going to be litigation.
So if the quarterback at USC, just take the quarterback at USC, this year is making this amount. Mm-hmm. So that is his value. Then the next year it's like, we're going to pay you half of that. Hold it. My value is this. And that's illegal.
Right. If he has a great year and he can command $15 million, and they say no, because we're capped. Yeah. So here comes the litigation.
Look at the size of this truck.
Look what he's pulling.
Oh my God.
That's one of the most incredible sights I've ever seen.
Show on the screen right now.
You can
barely see that. That's a big truck.
It's a big dually.
It's a dually
jacked up.
I've never seen a dually
jacked up.
Not with a lift kit like
that. It's double the size of the truck ahead of it.
Don't know if I've seen a dually with a lift kit.
And look what he's hauling.
What is that?
It's underground. It's
conduit.
Cable? No, it's not cable.
O's.
Conduit. You run the cable and you run the fiber or something inside of that. Day one stuff.
Fiber.
Yeah. When we come back, Bill's Thrills on Early Break on the Ticket.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.